Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 230, A New Year's Cruise. This is English as a Second Language podcast, episode 230. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Today we have a special New Year's edition of ESL Podcast. Our topic today is going to be talking about a New Year's cruise. Remember to visit our website at eslpod.com. There you can download the learning guide for this episode that contains all the vocabulary, sample sentences, additional vocabulary, and a complete transcript of this podcast. Now let's get started.
My friends and I decided to do something a little different this year. Instead of going to a crowded club or throwing a party on New Year's Eve, we decided to take a harbor cruise instead. The cruise would be 4 hours long and it included dinner, music, dancing, and a great view of the fireworks. On that day, we drove to the marina and we were among the first to board the ship. This was no little boat. It was a large ship with an upper and a lower deck. The crew helped us get on board and showed us where the life jackets were in case of an emergency. Even the captain came out to welcome the passengers. We had a great time. I didn't get seasick, as I'd feared, and we didn't have to call out the Coast Guard either. We had so much fun, we didn't want to go back on shore. Finally, the captain joked that if we didn't leave, he'd make us walk the plank.
Today we learn what Lucy and her friends did on New Year's Eve. They went on a New Year's cruise. A cruise, C-R-U-I-S-E, is usually a relaxing trip that you take on an ocean, usually for a vacation. Here in Los Angeles, you can take a cruise down to Mexico, down to the Baja region of Mexico. You can also take a cruise to Hawaii, which will take you a couple of days. And you go on a very large ship. Well, this is a cruise not of Hawaii or down to Mexico. This was just a short cruise that Lucy and her friends went on. I apparently was not invited, which is a little sad. Lucy says that her friends and she decided to do something a little different this year. Instead of going, she says, to a crowded club or throwing a party on New Year's Eve, they decided to take a harbor cruise instead. Normally on New Year's Eve, which is the evening before New Year's, the evening of December 31st, they go to a club, which would be a dance club, a place to dance to music, or they throw a party. Notice the expression to throw, T-H-R-O-W, a party, means to put on a party, to have a party at your house or your apartment. But instead of doing those things, they decided to take a harbor cruise. The harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, is an area in the ocean that is next to the land. Usually it has walls that are built to protect the boats and the ships. So it's the place where you can think of the boats and ships parking. It's sort of a parking lot on the water for ships and boats. The harbor cruise then was a cruise on a boat around the harbor, around the other boats. Usually those are short cruises. In this case, I believe it was 4 hours long. The cruise included dinner, music, dancing, and a great view of the fireworks. The fireworks, fireworks, always plural, are little things that you